Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China, man, with the 2-Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing addition to rappers that come and look at them, put on. We need the platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab your channel and call. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content to view it is. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We got
trouble
with you, we fight our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, represent for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Tupac and P, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it live forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Yeah, man, it killed that intro. Shout out to the Dead Click. I'm saying this is episode 434 of the Murder Master Music Show. DJ Red, first and foremost, I want to say he did a phenomenal job on both, volumes of the UGS Chopped and Screwed mixtape. You know,
hell yeah.
Exploding stuff, I should say. He killed it. We just dropped volume 2 yesterday, FTI 2017, featuring 13 bangers, including the deep cover cipher that you put together, Pat, with Scratch, which that came out dope. That thing's almost 20 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? Your track is on there, Mac Gangster. That thing came out dope as fuck.
Hell yeah, I'm on that sounding like Slim Thug or some shit. That shit sound raw, man.
That whole project sound good, man.
The way he put it together, that shit good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, he really did his thing. And, it's a huge honor to have him on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? That DJ Red screwed up records and tapes. You know what I'm saying? Houston, Texas. I mean, and the cool thing about him is he's actually, you got a lot of guys chopping and screwing music and stuff. He's actually doing it and carrying on the legacy right out of the spot, you know what I'm saying, where Screw is at. So at the end of the day, you gotta respect that, you know what I'm saying. But it's a worldwide phenomenon right now. I mean, this music is stretched all across the globe, and, you know what I'm saying, it's got to make Screw very, very proud. But DJ Redman, I told him to send me some music for the show. This cat sent me, like, tons of shit. Bone Chopped and Screwed, you know what I'm saying, ESG, all kinds of things. Scarface, you know, it was hard to pick. I picked three tracks out of there, you know what I'm saying. We're going to play them tonight, you know what I'm saying. I got Bone, No Surrender. That's fucking insanity right there. Because you know how fast Bone is, man. He slowed him down. I mean, I never heard him chop the screw before like that. So that was real cool. You know what I'm saying? And we got Cloverland. You know, then we got Swinging and Banging, man. We just had Solo on here produce that track. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get off into that music. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to chop it up with DJ Red here shortly. But what's been going on with you fellas? How you guys doing?
Man, I'm good, man.
I'm straight. It's over here cooling.
Yep, man.
Kick back.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody from last night, man. All the dudes from Detroit, man. Like, I got a lot of thank yous from those guys, man. Like, they were happy I did that, and I'm happy for the guys that showed up. And shout out to Austin Gray, man. He couldn't make it. He ended up falling asleep. But he did hit me up, man. He's like kicking himself.
Yeah,
he said he was at work all day and he ended up falling asleep waiting for the show. And, you know, he hit me up. He was, like, kicking himself for missing it. But shout out to him. But, yeah, man, that was a dope episode, man. And, you know, we gonna do more stuff like that in the future.
Yeah, you definitely you held it down, man. Good round table. Had some Detroit legends on there. You know what I'm saying? You can go check that out right now, UGSforLife.com, and it's up there. You know what I'm saying? Also, those 20 episodes of Hip Hop Roundtable, 63, 64 episodes of Underground Saturday Night. I know you got an episode planned. Can we expect the lovely Velvet Rose, or is she
Velvet. No, she back now. I think she back for good right now because the Saturdays been cleared up a little bit and shit. So, shit, we going to be rocking it out because I hit up and asked her when she wanted to do a pre-record. She's like, no need for that because I'm back. I'm like, shit, well, right on, goddammit, because we've been waiting on you. Bring your ass in back home. Get this shit back popping again.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Church Reality, man, we're getting that going. The homie Sayed just hit me up. He wants to do a special on the race riots and all that crazy shit going on in Virginia.
Man.
So might as well get some Christians, Muslims, atheists, black, white, Arab motherfuckers together, young, old, male, female, all come together in the most diverse roundtable possible and chop it up about that real shit. You know, that shit is really going on in the United States right now. And when I see them tiki torch carrying motherfuckers, I don't know about y'all, but when I look at them dudes, I see cops. You know what I'm saying? I see cops everywhere in that fucking crowd. And it's crazy. But
yeah,
hey,
that's just their street clothes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Prez. What was the tear gas and all that bullshit that they had when motherfuckers was out here going crazy, man? Like,
yeah,
why weren't they popping that shit off?
You know? They had it themselves.
Yo, Matt,
did you
see what I posted a couple days ago? I was watching that shit live on TV, and they had one cop with a megaphone telling people to disperse the crowd. But when it's black people, they got the tanks, they got the fucking, you know, they got the whole fucking army there. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man.
This shit was crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't give a fuck, man. I just tell motherfuckers, stay out the way. Stay out the way. Be safe. Everybody that's out there, be safe, man. Keep your motherfucking pistols.
Be safe and don't be doing no stupid shit because it's not worth
mm-hmm.
it. Okay, but if you see a bunch of motherfuckers like that with their little tiki torches that they got down at the dollar store, you know what I'm saying, throw some fucking water on them, put out their flames. But hey, we got a, man, one of the best to do this, man, straight out of Screwed Up Records and Tapes, the one and only DJ Red. Let's bring him on right now on the Murder Master Music Show. What's up, DJ Red?
Hey, what's good, homie? What's happening? What's happening?
Man.
Hey, Red.
First and foremost, welcome to the show, man. It's a huge honor. I want to thank you, First, I want to thank the homie Waco for hooking everything up, man. But he sent you some of our music, and you chopped and screwed it.
Yeah, shout out to Waco.
He did a phenomenal job, man.
Yeah,
so, man, hats off to you for doing that, man. Real talk.
Thank y'all for having me.
Huge honor.
I hear you. I'm listening to the show. I was, like, talking about that Carolina shit. That shit was crazy.
Yeah. In 2017, I mean, I can't fucking believe it, but it's getting crazy, and people are plowing into people with vehicles. That seems to be like a trend, a global trend right now, which is fucked up.
Man,
what are your thoughts on all this shit, Red, that's going on that you're seeing?
Man, you know, I'm going to say it because you can kind of incorporate with the music, too. Times is changing.
Yeah.
Man, this shit has been going on. You know, we just really starting to pay attention because of social media. Everything is quick and fast, and we can see it. But it's been going on, man. I can remember, shit, laws doing fucked up shit to homies of mine, you know, younger days. And, you know, I just see laws put drugs on people. You know what I'm saying? All kind of shit.
Shit, I caught a drug case like that before. It happens, man.
That ain't nothing new. We just now we able to see it. You see what I'm saying? It's always been racist people shit. It's a town down here in Texas. It's a town maybe, I'm going to say, maybe 150 miles from Houston called Vida, Texas, man. Shit, it's known to be racist. You don't stop in Vida. You know what I'm saying? It's on the way to Louisiana. It's known. You do not stop in Vida, Texas, man. Shit, that shit is racism everywhere, man. We just got to... I'm just glad people getting it out where we become more aware of the situation and try to change it, you know?
Yeah, and that's usually, the way I see it. I've noticed, too, music, like you said, music has always been a tool to bring people together, you know? Hip-hop definitely did that for sure, you know? And I thought things were looking real good, but then over the course of the last few years, it's like shit went back 50 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. Somebody was trying to talk to me. Yeah, that's true. Music has always been a thing to bring people together, man. But, you know, music now even evolving and changing and tearing people down. Because music, they don't really, not too many artists. I'm not saying that they don't, but it's not too many artists making that kind of music anymore. You know, at least not where it's mainstream. People don't want to hear about being together anymore. They want to hear about I'm partying, I'm balling, I have all the money, you need to get it. You know, that's the times, man, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're basically blocking it. I mean, they're taking the MCs like K. Reno and flooding the market with these mumble rappers and whatnot, and these guys that ain't really saying nothing. And I feel you. That's why it's important to be connected with the underground, and because that's where all the good music is at. You know,
man,
saying,
preach.
Preach. Definitely.
That's where the best music
you know,
is.
And you're in a good market. You know what I'm saying? With a good solid foundation, Houston is, as you know, is legendary on many fronts. You guys created many things like Screw Music. Rest in peace, legendary DJ Screw. When did you get introduced
R.I.P. to the homies?
To DJ Screw, and you know what I'm saying? At what point did you start chopping and screwing music yourself?
Well, growing up on the south side of Houston, man, that was DJ Screw was our radio. You know what I mean? We didn't have, of course, you had the radio station, but for us, that's what we listened to. I mean, that was getting played in everybody's car. For artists at the time, you know, if you had a hot song and Screw dug it, man, it was going to be on a Screw tape, probably going to be on several. You know what I mean? As far as me personally, when I first got turned on to it, I could say I was liking maybe somewhere between my eighth and ninth grade year. And one of my buddies who lived in the same apartments as DJ Screw, you know, back then everybody would listen to tapes. You know, it wasn't no CDs and none of the internet shit. Everybody was on tapes and used to listen to different DJs because, like me, I feel like a mixtape, you know, today's artists, when they say a mixtape, it'd be one CD or whatever of nothing but their music. But an actual mixtape is a mixture of all artists on one format, you know what I mean? And Screw would make these mixtapes, man, and the whole world would be turned on to him, not just for the chopping or the fact that he was slowing it down, but it was the different elements he was bringing to it. You might hear a rap song with an R&B beat behind it. You might hear an R&B song with a rap beat behind it. You know, it was just different elements. You might hear some Breed mixed together with some Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? That's what made him so popular and worldwide. And like I said, for me, I guess that was like early 90s. Now, as far as when I started messing with Screwed Up Records and Tapes, that happened like around 05, no, about 07. Of course, in the past, DJ Screw passed in 2000. I've been DJing since the 90s, but I didn't really take it serious. And I kind of started taking it serious around like 03, 04. I was DJing the clubs and different stuff. And so after Screw's passing, you know, it was other DJs that were doing the slowed and chopped mixes like Screw, but it didn't sound like Screw to me. So I just started making my own little mixes for myself to listen to. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I used to always go to DJ Screw's record store and buy mixes. And one day I was talking to DJ Screw cousin who was working there at the time. And he was like, man, what is that you listening to? You know, he had walked with me to the car. He was like, what is that you listening to? I was like, oh, man, that's a mix I made, you know. And he was like, man, let me check that out. And I gave it to him. And I think, like, maybe about a month or two later, I went back to the Screw shop to buy some CDs, you know, some DJ Screw mixes. And he was like, man, we've been looking for a new DJ to do the mixes, man. I've been waiting for you to come back. And shit, I hooked up with Big Bud, which is DJ Screw cousin who run the shop now. And shit, the rest is history. Been here ever since, man.
Yeah, man. I tell you, I heard we're going to let the fans hear in a minute, but man, I heard what you did at No Surrender. I was just like, wow. I never heard Bone. I'm sure that people have tried it, but I never heard it before. Man, what was it like for you chopping them guys up? Because they're so fast. You can now actually understand what Busy Bone's saying. You know, what was that like?
Really? Well, you know, Screw used to put a lot of Bone Thugs and Harmony on mixtapes. You see what I'm saying? So that was another element that he brought to us, because the music was fast. You could really understand Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know what I mean? And for me, it's just like paying homage. I'm happy to be here, man. You know, I'm happy to actually get to meet, and I'm on first name basis with rappers I grew up listening to that was part of Screwed Up Click. You know what I'm saying? Growing up in Houston. The Powwows, the Big Pokies, the ESGs, the Lil Kikis, the Zero, you know. All these cats I know, you know, I've done mixtapes with them. Lil Flip, you know. KK, which was part of DA, which was the original group DJ Screw was in. You know, so for me, like Bone Thugs and every other artist, man, I love doing it. I just love music in a whole, especially 90s music in a whole, man. Yeah, it's a blessing that I'm able to do it. It's a blessing that people actually like what I do. You know, I don't get the big head. You know, I appreciate it when somebody actually likes what I do.
Yeah.
Because, you got so many people that do it, you know what I mean? These days, you got so many DJs that do these slowed and chopped mixes, man. That's why I look at, like you said, Houston on so many fronts, man. For us, Houston, if it wasn't for Screw, man, a lot of artists can say what they want to, but in my opinion, far as Houston, far as that underground sound, DJ Screw brought that to the forefront for us. You know what I mean? All the West Coast, all the Houston artists, and anybody who grew up in that era, they knew. You had to take it to Screw. You wanted your music to be heard and your music to be hot, you had to go put it on wax, and you had to take it to DJ Screw. And it was going to get out there. And that's why you got artists like, that's why you got artists even to this day who's selling like overseas in Germany and Australia, who ain't even popular in this city, but they popular overseas. You know what I mean? Because of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it stretches around the globe. You know what I'm saying? Every dope album, you know what I'm saying, a dope artist that puts out a dope album, they want to get that chopped and screwed. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just a must. We got a caller, and then we're going to go to a song, DJ Red. Let me bring on the caller. Area code 856, how you doing? Hello. Hello. Goodbye. We'll check with you maybe later. Let's go to a song. This is No Surrender by Bone Thugs. Do you got this on a mixtape where people can go download this, or check it out?
Well, honestly, man, because a lot of my mixes is distributed through Screwed Up Records and Tapes, they can go, not that particular song, But they can go to www.screwedrecords.com and get mixes. You can also get the DJ Screw mixes and apparel. And then I got stuff on SoundCloud. You can look me up. I got stuff on Reverb Nation. I'm on YouTube, all of them, up under DJ Red Screwed Up.
That's what's up. Hell yeah, definitely, definitely go check that out, folks. We'll be right back with DJ Red right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
My nigga just a nigga business, so can I get a witness? Can you stop my clip? I'm gonna kiss this. Gonna get my shit, and then you fucked up. Divine, vine. Drop them, slime, slime, swine, wine, mine, mine, swine. With a clang, coming, on, they drop down. When I'm locked up, still cop. Crazy, crazy, man, the tools up daily, daily. Get him up to the clock, clock. Fucking, fucking, turn me tugs and my slime.
Trigger on a
talking about right there. DJ Red did a phenomenal job.
Yes,
yeah, man. Who are some of your favorite artists to chop and screw? Yo, Red, you there?
Oh, my bad. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hey, hey.
Yeah, we got you right now.
Oh, that was my fault. I had pressed mute on my side. my bad.
Oh, that's okay,
yeah,
man. I do it all the time.
Yeah. Now, some of my favorites, what I was saying, Screw used to put a lot of West Coast artists, man, on his mixes, man. So some of mine is like a Bud Law, C-Bo, Mac Maul, C.J. Mac, E-40, man, pretty much so much of that Cali music, and, you know, Street Military, K-Reno, of course, Ghetto Boys, you know, I'm a serious down south and West Coast fan, man, you know.
DJ Red, you just mentioned K-Reno. What are your thoughts on him, like, dropping the seven albums in one day?
Man, that's phenomenal, man. Made it in the Book of World Records, I believe.
I know he's trying to be. I don't know if he's officially in yet. I hope so. Like, I hope they put him in there because that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, they need to, man. Yeah, that's phenomenal, homie. You know what I'm saying? That's phenomenal. That's some phenomenal shit. The man always have been a fan of him because of the way he rap. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know because I'm not a rapper. I forgot what they call it. But the way he says some phrases, man, them catch, them ad libs, I'm like, man, y'all ain't messing with K-Reno, man.
Yeah, beat or no beat. Metaphors are bar none.
Yeah, that's the word looking for, the metaphors, man. The way that man do the metaphors, man, I'm like, ooh, y'all ain't messing with him. I don't care what you do. I was like, if they had rap battles and you put him, I'm like, yeah, all my money. I bet the house on K-Reno.
I always say, like, man, if K-Reno was from New York, I think, like, that whole hip-hop world would recognize him as the best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You know, sometimes the South gets a little bit of a stigma, like they can't rap or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, man, some of the best rappers ever from down there, man.
I think really just because he won't quote unquote sell his soul, man. You know what I mean? To the big record labels, man. He independent cat. You know, he independent. He very humble, man. You know what I mean?
Focus on his message. You know what I mean? Like, K-Reno don't want to put out a shake your ass record. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's about his message and the knowledge and shit. That's what I love about him. You know what I mean? Like, he don't care what the, you know, hit records are sounding like in the mainstream right now. Like, he wants to do the music he wants to do. And that's why I always respect K-Reno. He do what he does. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. You got to respect that.
We got another caller for you, Red. This the homie Sin from France. He's been on vacation, man. He's been over there doing his thing, man. What's up, Sin?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? Nice, Scott. What's up, DJ Red?
Hey.
Yeah, I got a question about your work with Bradford Grace, aka Mike Grace. Can you tell us about your work with him? Go ahead.
Matt Grace, he wants to know about your work with Matt Grace, I believe. Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. Man, actually, Grace was the first person who ever took me to DJ Screw House, man. You know, that was the homie, man. Rest in heaven. Very sad day, you know. We all still mourning down here. You know, much love to his brother, Los. That's my homie, too. I met Grace in, like, 96, man. And we were actually in jail together. That song, One Life to Live, he wrote that while I was beating on the wall in jail. And then we got a jail like in February of 97, man. The true story, he got out that Friday and I got out that Monday. And he was like, the day he was getting out, he was like, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to come get you and we're going to go to DJ Screw High. We're going to make a mix. I was like, man, you ain't coming to get me, dude. You know what I'm saying? But for real, the dude came and got me, man. We went by Screw House, had a great time. The actual tape is DJ Screw's Columinati. You know what I'm saying? And through the years, man, he's been a homie, man, made a lot of great mixes, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out the dude's music. He just dropped one not too long ago for his past and Vindication. You know, he got the Grace Boys album with his brother, his clique. You know what I mean? I always represented for Screw, man, since day one. I think he probably one of the SUC members that got, like, the one of the most mixtapes by Screw. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we done done – I done done a couple of mixes. I done done a mix for Grace. I can't think – it's been a couple of years ago, but I can't think of the name of it right now. It was one of the albums he had me mix. I just can't think of the name. I've done so many of them.
Yeah, From Crumb to Bricks was Phenomenal old album. It's a dope album, From Crumb to Bricks, about Double Grace.
Mm-hmm. I could barely hear. What he said?
Yeah, I don't know.
From Crumb to Bricks
was
the album. He did.
His album, what a...
Huh? Shin, if you want to inbox me the question. No, I was telling Shannon to go ahead and shoot me the question in the inbox. Sometimes it's hard to understand because he's out there in the mountains or some shit. Where are you at, Shin? You on vacation?
With a garage somewhere in France.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know,
it's like
from crumbs to bricks.
Oh, what about it?
What
about
Crumbs
to Bricks?
Oh, I just said it was Phenomenal album. Phenomenal.
He just wants you to laugh.
The album was phenomenal. He wants to.
Crumbs to Bricks. Oh yeah, Crumbs to Bricks was actually a phenomenal album. Yes, it was. I think that was his first album he dropped. Yeah, it's one of my favorites, especially at Come Ride with a Play on now with my homegirl Anjali. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. Great album.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a great album.
Most definitely. We're going to go on another track, but before we do, I think the homie Pittsburgh Pat has a question for you. You there, Pittsburgh?
All right.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, unfortunately, with Texas, you guys have lost a lot of legends in hip-hop, or DJ Screw. And Pimp C, Fat Pat, Mellow Steve, there's a bunch of guys. If you have any relationship with any of those guys, have you ever met any of those people? And what did they mean to you, and what did they mean to Houston in general?
I've met different cats through the years, man. Like I said, I didn't really seriously get into music till about 2003 or 2004 on the DJing side. You know, '90s, I was just doing it for myself, more or less than doing it for the public. But, yeah, I knew Grace. I knew, I went to Screw House. Screw used to always be at this record store because this is the second we moved item. We moved in maybe 5 or 6 years ago to our current location. But, yeah, you see Screw out in the streets. You know, with these rappers, you meet them. And, you know, they be out in the streets. And Houston is what we call the little big city. You know what I mean? Because you might be out and about and see Slim Thug at the corner store. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Or you might see Pow Wow at McDonald's. I mean, you know, for us it's always was like that. And the only thing different was because of the times back then when you seen these artists. You know, you was kind of in awe, you know, Fat Pat, Hulk, Steve, Big Steve, and, you know, Pimp C and all the rest of them that have passed away. But Yeah, a few of them I'd have met through the years, but not on. I never had a quote unquote personal relationship with them. Not like that. Except for, like I said, the ones who currently still here and Grace who just passed.
Yeah. Well, that's that, man. Rest in peace to all those guys, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely. Let's go off in another one of these tracks. We just had Solo on a couple weeks ago.
Solo?
Yeah, legendary producer over there.
Yeah, that's my homie, too.
That's why I wanted to pick the Swangin' and Bangin' ESG classic. If you can, get ready, intro this one for us, man, and tell us why you chopped and screwed this song.
Which one, Swangin' and Bangin'?
Yeah, Swangin' and Bangin'.
Oh, yeah, man, that's my homie, too, O-E-S-G. O-E-S-G, man, that's my homie. You know, I got to pay homage to him, and plus that's a Houston classic. You know, that's our way of living, Swangin' and Bangin', so I had to do that one. Y'all check it out, Swangin' and Bangin' by ESG, Slowed and Chopped by DJ Red.
Definitely, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Tip, serve, swing, and bang. Jam nothing but that screw, fool. Tip, serve, swing, and bang. Damn, 1995, so fools give it to me. And this is for them buster type G's who wanna do me. I never had no love for them crooked 5-0s. Chrome mirror 84s, bro, and some low pro bones. Tight vibe of a headlight, sexy G's call. Damn, there go the laws. Got me stuffing my yay up under my drawers. Trying to jack this G, cause I'm caught up in my clique. I ain't with it. They throwing me down cause I didn't pay my tickets. But you fools know I got my hand on my thigh. And my left is on the steering wheel, so watch someone get dropped. Go deep up in that leg, yeah, coming down tight. Swingity swinging, biggity banging, like I'm turning left. I'm biggity buzzing around, and now you know. In and out, out and in, I dip. Damn them G's in the South or a trip. And my homie steady mobbing. Game is for real. Whip, wheel, grill. Momo Wood, hearing, working it with that four-way. Go ahead with that three-way. Painted, be so wet. Leaving drips up on that freeway. KB, give it to me, cause you know I won't quit. And mobbing with my players, extra gat on my hip. And to the fools down south, slanging them things. It's vibe, yeah, boo, we come again. Swang, and bang. And no, real G's do. Sip, serve, swang, and bang, jam. Nothing but that screw, fool. Damn them G's. Damn, them G's in the South on a trip. Damn, them G's in the South on a trip. Damn, them G's in the South on a trip. Damn, G's in the South on a trip. Back the hell up, cause tricks you ain't holding. You wasn't even down when my G's wasn't rolling. And now that our pockets got thicker, this gal I had to hit her. Sorry, player, hater. He shouldn't have been in love with her. Cause a trick is a trick, and a trick ain't it. If you keep slipping, hit you for a quick. Dummy, stop roaching, trying to keep her up. Cause while there can't be blowing my beeper up. They in love you. You think that gap for real? Time that freak be phony, a $0 bill. And just to show my cheese, that, I ain't too fake. I banged that last night, fried out, Jim, I'm a screw tape. It's the ease of jumping up, in and out, and group. And after back down, pass it around. So what you wanna, undercover fools, giving up that thing.
Another one right there, and I'll tell you what, DJ Red is killing it. But if you want your mixtape chopped and screwed, or slowed and chopped by DJ Red and screwed up records and tapes, what's the criteria they need to meet, Red?
Man, just holler at me. I'm everywhere. I know most people use Instagram. That's it. Most people use Instagram, man, so you could just hit me up on Instagram, direct message me, and we'll go from there. My Instagram is at DJ Red, DJ R-E-D, _ screwed up DJ.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
That's all you got to do is just holler at me, man. You know, it don't matter where you're from. It don't matter the genre of the music. We'll make it happen.
Oh, so you'll chop and screw, like, you know, other different forms of music. You know,
oh,
like,
yeah,
maybe,
man, I've done Spanish,
R&B,
I've done rock, I've done country music, I've done Zydeco. Yeah, man,
it don't matter the genre
of me. Oh, yeah, if you know. Every,
so you,
I look
do
at it
Mozart
like this, man.
And blend it with some other classical cat and chop and screw up the Beethoven shit. Yeah.
I'll try my best. I never have, but I'll try. And I'll keep messing with it until
you,
I get it right.
I respect you for willing to, you know what I'm saying, go beyond the boundaries of that and extend that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they won't do that. They'll just stick to what they like and stuff. You're willing to go into other areas. So shout out to you for doing that.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate it. You know, music creatively, I'm sure y'all know, just like everybody else that's really deal with music, no, man, you got to have an open ear, man. You know what I mean? Because that open up a new market for you. Plus, you never know. You might find something over there that you actually like. So, yeah, you always got to be open when it comes to music.
Definitely. And with that being said, you know, I urge people to get at you. You know what I'm saying? We've interviewed, you know, OG Ron C, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie DC Lowman over in Indianapolis. You know what I'm saying? I definitely I can't thank you enough as well for not only coming on the show, but also chopping and screwing our music. And shout out to homie Waco, you know what I'm saying, for making that happen.
Yeah, Waco was happening.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
yeah,
I appreciate y'all
right there, man. Good dude.
Dealing with me.
Yeah,
I appreciate
and
y'all
like
giving an opportunity.
You know, maybe we can do a DJ roundtable or something, or chopped and screwed up records and tapes roundtable or something, and have a few people on and just chop it up, and you know. But you're welcome on anytime, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. I'm glad, man, that there is a station like you all who continuously to play the underground, man. So many people might start with the underground and then they kind of dip into the, you know, the newer stuff. But I'm glad, man, y'all keeping it alive, man. Shout out to you all for doing that, you know.
Man, thank you.
Because there's a lot of cats,
a lot
of talent. Yeah, man, it's a lot of cats, it's a lot of talent, man. And these cats, everybody's looking for is a way to express their music to the world, man. You know, that's why, you know, I tell people all the time, man, I'm more than welcome. You know, I give an open ear. I don't care what the music is, you know what I mean? Because rappers hit me up all the time, Real, what you think of this? And what you think of that? I give you my honest opinion, you know, because it's the way I see it, it's a place for everybody, man. You know, it don't matter if you're doing the more newer style of music. It's a place for that. You know what I mean? I'm not against I'm not against the mumble rappers because it's a place for that. I feel like that place is the club, but it's a place for that. You know what I mean?
Well, I will say this. If anyone can make it sound dope, it's you. Because that would be the only way I listen to that shit is you chop and screw some of it.
Well, I've done that too.
Sounds, that'll make them motherfuckers sound dope. But
I've done that too,
that
man.
I respect that, man. You know, I mean, not everybody can get into it, and I understand what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Them dudes
that's what I'm saying.
And I just wish
everybody got to have that
lane. Open up again and let the K-Renos in and the people that's making
that's
music
what they,
that we need to hear during these times, you know? But,
man,
you know,
they definitely
dudes,
need
you know,
to do that.
They
definitely
they got
to do that.
A lane. But the problem is there's no other lane. In the 90s and 80s, man, if you wanted the conscious stuff, you went to P.E. You know, if you wanted the booty shake, you went to 2 Live. If you wanted the street shake, you went to the Ghetto Boys, N.W.A. You know, now it's just you got to find
man,
this.
It's all together.
You got to go on the ground. Yeah. You know,
it's all mashed together. But you know what you got to do? You know how they say, if they don't open the door, man, you got to kick it in. You got if that ain't the case, if it ain't a door for you to kick in, you got to create your own door, man. Build your own shit.
Most
you know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
definitely.
I say this, that's just like some cat a while back asked me. They like, man, people still listen to that, you know, the screwed music, the slowed and chopped music. And I was like, hell yeah. It's like, man, I done did mixes for cats in Germany. Like, old boy that was just on the phone, France, you know, Mexico, Canada, you know, not to mention around the United States. Yeah, it's you know, certain things ain't going to never die, man. You know, as much as people want to put them out, it ain't going to die. As long as it's somebody with a voice, it's going to forever be heard. We just got to create that door, create that house for ourselves. Because eventually it's going to turn again. You know, every so many years, hip-hop turns. You know what I mean? It's just, you just got to wait for that revolving door. It's going to turn again. You know, it does.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It'll turn again. Eventually, everybody get tired of hearing that style of rap, and it'll turn again, and then they'll be doing something else again. So, okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's what I encourage.
Yeah,
keep doing what you're doing, man.
Keep slowing and chopping this music, man. We look forward to the next time we have you on the show.
Man,
we also look forward to the music.
Brad, I just want to salute you, man. I really feel that the stuff you did for us, but all your other stuff too, man. And, you know, you help keep that DJ Screw legacy alive, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I salute you, man.
Real shit.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. And see, this is the crazy part. Now, I'm going to tell you how crazy this is.
DJ Screw passed in 2017. I'm sorry, 2000. This 2017, and we still coming out with new DJ Screw mixes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unreleased stuff that he did. The man had work ethic was crazy. So, you know, for your listeners out there who wonder how they can get a hold to some DJ Screw personal mixes that he did, we still sell them. Still coming out with new mixes in 2017, and that's on screwedrecords.com. We got DJ Screw shirts, DJ Screw hats, towels. You know, we carry a lot of stuff. I think we probably like one of the only record stores I know that's still selling exclusive DJ Screw stuff. You know what I mean? And for it to come from one artist, that's remarkable. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, without a doubt, man. With DJ Screw, Dave will never be forgotten, man. I mean, like, even, like, just the other DJs out there that are doing it now. Like, Prez just mentioned DJ Lomane. He's from Indiana. Yeah, he's a Screw DJ. And there's people like him all over the world. So, like, what Screw did impacted the whole world. You know what I'm saying? And then cats like you, like, man, what you guys doing, what you do, man, like, DJ Screw won't ever die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like, y'all carry that to its form, man. Like, Screw will always be here, man.
Oh, yeah. You'll be, I'm going to tell y'all something that's going to kind of shock y'all real quick, and I'll leave it alone. Sometimes we could be in here up at the Screw shop. You know, we have the DJ Screw mixes playing, right? And, man, sometimes we might be talking about a certain subject, and all of a sudden you hear Screw, like, on the table go, you know what I'm saying? Like, almost like he part of the conversation.
Wow.
It's like his spirit still be here.
You believe in ghosts and things of that nature? Because millions of people believe in them and have seen them. Do you think that DJ Screw is still there just doing his thing?
Oh, yeah, man. I believe overall a person don't never really pass as long as you got them in your heart, man. You know, they come to you in different forms. It might be that little, you know, how people say they listening to their inner thoughts. Hey, what's that, man? You know, you hear people say they listen to their inner thoughts. You know, some told me their first mind is what they usually say. Man, some just told me to do this or some just told me to do that. So, yeah, I truly believe, you know, within us and up here, yeah, he still exists. I mean, you could take different artists. Like, I know you might have heard of Will Lean from the Bondi Boys. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He comes up here all the time. And I remember one time he walked through the door and Screw, just because we always had a DJ Screw playing in here, you hear Screw say, "Will Lean, my boy, what's happening?"
Wow.
Will Lean almost jumped out of his skin.
Walked through the door.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
You know, yeah, he is. I'm just saying, you know, so, and I mean, it just so happened he was giving him a shout out on that particular mix, but you get what I mean?
Yeah.
How crazy is that? He walk in the door and he give him a shout out.
What did he
and
do?
It didn't happen.
Did he freak out? I mean, what was his reaction?
Yeah, yeah, he was like, he jumped. He was like, what? He's like, all right, Screw. I hear you, homie. You see what I'm saying? And it didn't happen with another artist I just screwed the clip, Mike D. You might have heard it from Southside Players. Used to be with Fat Pat. I remember one time he came through the door and Screw gave a shout out. That nigga said, we was talking, and he was like, man, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So, yeah, it happens. I believe his spirit's still floating around here, still existing. Yeah, I definitely believe that. I know for me, you know what I mean? Because it's like kind of like the ESG you played. That was a remix I did, put another beat behind it. You know what I mean? And that's what Screw was known for, man. That's what made him such a very unique artist, along with the Screw, you know, the slowing it down and the chopping of the song. But just those different types of remixes and stuff he did, man. You know? Well, yeah.
Klondike Cat was on.
Oh, yeah, that's my homie, too.
Not this last time, but a few times before. And he was talking about he saw Screw a few hours before he had passed.
and Screw was telling mm-hmm. him about it. He was about to sign something with Mariah Carey, and he had a lot of big plans in the works.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, man. Screw knew a lot of people. He definitely knew a lot of people that he played. It shocked me. Tell you, a dude hit me up one time on Instagram. His name is Flex. What's up, homie? That's my homie there, Flex. He from the West Coast. He actually from Long Beach, but he was on cocaine from Above the Law label, right? So
yeah.
He called me one day with cocaine on the phone, and I was like, man, you know, that's like an honor to me because I grew up listening to Above the Law because of Screw. And Cocaine was telling me, he's like, yeah, man, anytime we used to come through Texas, man, Screw. He's like, yeah, we used to holler at Screw. Because I'm up on the phone, like, trying to hip him to how big he was because of Screw down here. He was like, man, yeah, I know about Screw. And it kind of shocked me that Screw had stretched out that far. But also I remember that Spice One came and did a mixtape with DJ Screw, you know, where he freestyling on the tape. You know what I mean? So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his, you know, it was big things in the making.
Yeah, Sheebo and Zero were on this show
mm-hmm.
a while back before I even came here. But Sheebo
uh-huh.
was talking about how he knew Screw, and Screw told him he was his favorite rapper and shit like that.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's Sheebo. Me and Sheebo actually working on a mix together. Yeah, that's the homie, man. He be down. He come through here and mess with us all the time. Yeah. That's the home of Sebo. Bo Loco.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love
the rap. One of the best to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the street stuff, I mean, he's pretty much, I mean, he was Screw's favorite rapper, Tupac's.
You
know, Pimp C loved him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's still doing it, still putting out music to this day. And you know what's crazy, Red? The man was, as you know, he was locked up the majority of the years he was recording music and still
mm-hmm.
put out more music than, you know, 90% of the artists out there, with the exception of, like, Karina or someone like that, you know. But,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Dope.
I don't...
Well, I'll tell you what, Red, we're gonna bounce right now, but I want to play one more track before we do get out of here. The Cloverland.
Okay.
You know, I had to get this. You were just talking about Will Ream.
But
one more time, man. If cats want to get at you for, you know, what I'm saying, whether it be events or chopping and screwing the music, man, give them your info,
man,
real quick.
Yeah. Like I said, y'all can hit me up on Instagram. The letter D, the letter J, R E D. _ screwed up DJ, DEEJAY, man. I appreciate y'all having me.
Man, no doubt. Sure. Anytime, man. We look forward to the next time, brother. You take care of yourself, DJ Red.
All right, y'all too, homie.
Peace,
homie.
If I like it, you know what I'm saying?
gotta get my pay on, so I start crumbing. Waking up in the morning, a nigga's yawning. Gotta get my pay on, so I start crumbing. Waking up in the morning, a nigga's yawning. Gotta get my pay on, so I start crumbing. Uh-oh, I gotta beat my crew, I know it's real. 911, so I know the grab is deal. Bones, bones all the way to the spot. Nigga, cock your bow, you spoke, you still, still not. Watch out, finish, finish, something, bust the ass, nigga, flare, hating on the hood, bang. Bust the ass, nigga, flare, hating on the hood, bang. His baby mama in the back, getting gang bang. But ain't no thing to them G's in that clover. But ain't no thing to them G's in that clover. But ain't no thing to them G's in that clover. It's over. Got your bitch sucking my dick in the Range Rover, drinking. Straight codeine and I'm stankin'. Off that killer kill, flippin' through the hood, sweet, swankin'. Take a trip while we flip through that sunny side. No shortage stickin' while I'm looking for my money, right? Take a trip while we flip through that sunny side. No shortage stickin' while I'm looking for my money, right? Take a trip while we flip through that sunny side. No shortage stickin' while I'm looking for my money, right? So bitches break your back, so niggas make your stack. So bitches break your back, so niggas make your stack. So bitches break your back, so niggas make your stack. Go run, so go, I grab my pump and still take your leg. But now I ain't the jacker, I'm the real rat. On that ass, watch me dip my foot by hip by. Player haters raise, buy me keep me paid. Player haters raise, buy me keep me paid. Player haters raise. Buy me, keep me paid. It won't end, I'm trapped again in the hood maze. Do I take a right, or do I take a look? I slide, slide through a night, I take the but now I lay, chill, chill, feeling, kneeling over. It's same playing, death games, chilling in the Cloverland. Yeah. Buy me, keep me paid. Buy me, keep me paid. Bonnie is the block to stay crunk at all times. Bonnie is the block to stay crunk at all times. Bonnie is the block to stay crunk at all times. Number small dimes at all time. A nigga on the cut, serving them fans. Trying to come big suburban, fully loaded with screens. Doing things in this game like stacking paper. Bad ass, whole straight catching vapors. We got big cribs sitting on anus, demons, bottles, bottles, papers, papers, paper killings and crimes. Gang affiliated, all busting tricks with knives. Cause they blind in their mind, man, they really can't hang. Nigga, what's up? You know Cloverland ain't no gang. The Cloverland's on the map. Down busting caps on the nigga. So go on and get your strap, start pulling trigger. That's way that shit flow, and let the side go. Go on and dump it over so we can go and get some more. We, them and Sam's need to breathe. Screw up while we creeping slow with debris. Swing and bang it like my nigga ESG said. It's about the infrared to my nigga look head. From them on the blocks, gotta keep my Glock cocked. We study fucking with hoes cause they no big shots. Now everybody and their mama trying to be the motherfucking man. Don't slip, then take a trip.